This is Twit.
And speaking of Twitter, it's obvious in retrospect that if high-profile accounts were compromised so that attackers were able to obtain login access, they would or could have also nosed around in the normally private DM channels of those accounts. It's not something that was talked about last week, but it has since come to light. That is, not only were those compromised accounts used for sending out that, you know, 2-for-1 Bitcoin deal, which, you know, was crazy, but, you know, it it did try to make some money. And as we know, the transfers of, what, $240,000 in Bitcoin generated by that little brief campaign was blocked to everyone's benefit. Twitter updated, I don't remember when it was, on the 22nd which is Wednesday last week, they updated their original blog posting, adding this little bit of information. They said, "We believe that for up to 36 of the 130 targeted accounts, the attackers accessed the DM inbox, including one elected official in the Netherlands."
Remember, they said 8 at first.
Uh-huh. Right. And they said, "To date, we have no indication that any other former or current elected official had their DMs accessed." So, you know, not surprisingly, the news that some of the world's most influential people probably had their personal messages read by hackers who are still unknown, at least publicly to us, will put additional pressure on Twitter to better protect its users. And U.S. Senator Ron Wyden, who's generally one of the more technically savvy politicians, you know, he's on top of these various issues of encryption and technology and so forth. He said that he has pushed Twitter's CEO, of course, Jack Dorsey, to protect direct messages with end-to-end encryption. Ron said, "Twitter DMs are still not encrypted, leaving them vulnerable to employees who abuse their internal access to the company's systems and hackers who gain unauthorized access. If hackers gained access to users' DMs, this breach could have a breathtaking impact for years to come." And of course, from Twitter's standpoint, it would be a big feather in its cap if it could boast true end-to-end encryption for private DMs. The idea, of course, would be that neither Twitter nor anyone else except the tweet's intended recipient would be able to read the tweets. And, you know, thinking of it from a standpoint of a crypto challenge, I'd love to be given the job of designing that system, since it represents a number of interesting challenges. But probably the best person anywhere would be Matthew Rosenfeld, whom we commonly refer to as Moxie Marlinspike.
I didn't know that was
Matthew,
his real name.
Moxie, and his crypto team at Signal would be best suited to designing end-to-end encryption for Twitter. I still recall how weirdly over-designed the Signal protocol appeared to me at first when I was digging into it for our in-depth episode on that. But, you know, that feeling morphed into deep technical appreciation once I saw that their crypto – what it was that their crypto ratchet and other mechanisms that they had created, you know, what features and flexibility it enabled. You know, and that's the sort of design expertise and inevitable crypto mistake sidestepping that Twitter needs. If anyone out there at Twitter is listening, and if you have any interest in following up on Ron Wyden's end-to-end encryption suggestion, please, please, please don't roll your own brand new ad hoc solution. I'll bet Moxie and his team would welcome a new and high-profile challenge. And Leo, what has Twitter talked about with regards to security? Do you know if this is on their plate?
I don't understand how encryption – I mean, it would only be for DMs, obviously.
Only DMs.
Because anything public –
And it would have to be device. It would be tied to devices.
I don't know why they should, to be honest, since Signal exists. I think it's bending Twitter to do something, different.
It's really not suited to. For. So, nobody should receive or send, sensitive content over DMs?
No, you should. Well, we know you shouldn't do that. right now, that's clearly a bad idea. And I hate to give people the impression that it would be safe to do so. I mean, if they enabled the Signal protocol, that would be. But, there's ways to enable it that maybe are less secure. WhatsApp uses the Signal protocol. But does that mean that Facebook doesn't have the keys? I don't know if the keys are device only. So it's an interesting question. I don't know. If you're going to do it, that's the way to do it. You're absolutely right. I think it's a mistake to just say, look, we have a secure messaging system built within Twitter. It just doesn't seem like part of the mission.
Right. And it does feel like it doesn't fit with Twitter's, inherently
it's
sort
public.
Of open,
yeah.
Casual approach.
Yeah. DMs, to me, on Twitter are properly used as a way to take a battle with another person private. Say, look, let's just handle this in DMs, or saying waving at somebody or saying, hey, let's talk. I'm not sure it should be used for private communications.
Yeah, for me, I think, although I famously don't follow anyone, I know from looking at other people's feeds, they're following 1,300 people.
Oh, yeah.
And so for me, a DM is a means of bringing something to someone's attention that, I would like them not to miss. And in fact, that's the way our listeners use DMs to me is, for exactly that purpose. It's like, Steve,
Well, they do that because you're not following anybody. Because if you were, they could at you in a public way, which is where most people do that on Twitter.
And I do watch that. I watch all of our listeners, adding SGGRC. And so I see those things go by.
Right.
But were I following, hundreds of people who are tweeting, it's like it'd be just easy to see it, to lose it in the scroll.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, I guess there's no reason not to do it if it's implemented properly. What Twitter's really trying to do, bottom line, besides the embarrassment of, not getting hacked, is to make money. They've had a hard time figuring out how to do that. Their advertising isn't working very well for them. They had a tough quarter again. Now they're looking at a subscription model. So maybe that would be a subscription feature, end-to-end encrypted direct messaging.
Well, and we know that they gave up on SMS, so they had to give up on SMS. You used to be able to send a DM via SMS.
And that would be inherently insecure.
But that says no client on the sender's side, so we can't do end-to-end that way.
Yeah, maybe they will do it. I know, it's interesting. Yeah.